If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
Sometimes controversial, always interesting. Coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, USA, it's the Ernest Mann Show. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. The word distraction is a noun, and quite simply, it means something that makes you stop giving your attention to something else. So King Trump got mad and shut down the government because he and all of his big business corporate buddies hate the government. Unless they're getting tax-free multi-billion dollar subsidies from the government, aka corporate socialism, then they love the government. Then, after 43 days, when a hell of a lot of people, including Republicans, got very angry at King Trump, he very begrudgingly decided to end the shutdown. A shutdown, the longest in American history, that he created. And while this was going on, King Trump also decided that America's most vulnerable having enough to eat simply absolutely infuriated him. So he made sure to get America's SNAP benefits shut off. I would like to mention that King Trump's lapdogs in the Supreme Court were more than happy to do his bidding and voted to stop them as well. So between just those two things alone, not to mention the fact that apparently many Americans are not happy with the fact that he seems to have a super hard-on to get rid of Mexicans, and in addition to that, also seems to get such a real boner at the very thought of military conflict with Venezuela, that he decided to send the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford to Venezuela. Gee, I wonder what that possibly could be all about. Now, let's briefly review. You basically hate the government, so you shut it down, with absolutely no concern or regard of how this will affect millions of people's lives. Shutting off SNAP benefits to America's most vulnerable, the elderly, the disabled, and often working poor, as well as those with children. Again, with absolutely no concern or regard of how this will affect millions of people's lives. Threatening America's major cities with ICE raids and military occupation for failure to comply with your demands. Now, threatening a sovereign nation by intimidating them with America's largest aircraft carrier, a killing machine with enough destructive power that it would have been capable of wiping out the entire Japanese Navy single-handedly in World War II. Then, you are still so incoherently oblivious to the fact that any rational and reasonably intelligent person, be they domestic or foreign, absolutely despises you and sees you as the monstrous excuse for a human being that you are. But fortunately for King Trump, he has a large, dedicated group of other narcissistic sycophants. That's a fancy way of saying ass kissers, who wish nothing more but to help the king. Mike Johnson enters the room, and the conversation goes like this. Johnson, Mr. President, I want to let you know. Trump, stop right there, Michael. I've told you and many others many times not to refer to me in that name. It's a bad name, a terrible name, and I don't like it. You are to refer to me as, other than in public, as your lordship. Got that, Michael?
Johnson, I'm terribly sorry, your lordship. It was a slip-up. May I continue, please?
Trump, yes, Michael. I'll forgive you this time.
Johnson, thank you, your lordship. I want to tell you about something me and the boys came up with that's going to make all those bad problems go away. We named it Operation Epstein. Trump. Operation Epstein? No, Epstein. Even though he's dead, it's still very bad for me. Terrible bad, horrible bad. And I've been trying for many years to distance my association with Epstein. You know, Michael, it's such a shame. We used to be good buddies, you know. I remember he introduced me to this girl from the Philippines. Wonderful girl, beautiful girl, the most beautiful, wonderful girl. And me and him, Johnson, your lordship, with all due respect, can we please not go into another story about your beautiful, wonderful days with Epstein? Your lordship, I just want to tell you about Operation Epstein. Trump. Well, okay, Michael, because you're one of my favorites. I'll listen. Johnson. Thank you, your lordship. The fact is, your lordship, despite all of your valiant efforts to make America great again, up to this point, a large number of citizens, the peons, the peasants, the ungrateful scum, have been stirring up a lot of bad things to say about you, including those nasty, horrible, terrible lies about you and Epstein. But I am proud to say, I'm certain, your lordship, you'll be happy to know, we found a brilliant and effective way of using that to your advantage. Since you know our friends totally own and control the media, all we have to do is keep pushing the Epstein files thing and keep it going for a month or two. Of course, what appears to the peons as the Democrats trying to bring those files to the public, they never will be. Only perhaps, well, some items that will be, of course, very heavily redacted, since we've already reached out to our Democratic friends. So it's a win-win situation, your lordship. It makes the Democrats look good because they tried to bring those files to the public, but of course, there will be nothing conclusive to be found there. And because we already know through our friends in the mass media that the American public has the attention span of a canary, but are absolutely obsessed with soap opera drama, especially when it comes to anything involving sex, they'll quickly forget about any of the other issues that have occurred in the last few months, and all will basically be forgotten. Trump. And what about Venezuela and the aircraft carrier, Michael? Johnson. No worries there, your lordship. After we finish engineering even the flimsiest pretext, that will quickly fall off the radar screen as well. I would also like to say, your lordship, that whatever pretext we come up with, it is with the utmost amount of personal pride that you single-handedly came up with the idea of getting access to Venezuela's tremendous amount of oil. I consider to be pure genius. Trump. Thank you, Michael. Since I've had a chance to listen to this Operation Epstein, it does sound like a very good plan indeed. You and your team have my absolute blessing to put this plan into action immediately. But before you go, Michael, there's a gift I want to give you. Johnson, thank you, your lordship, but you don't have to give me a gift. I simply consider it an honor to serve you. Trump. I know, Michael, I know. But the fact is, you've been a very good boy, and I want to give you a gift. It's from a company, a very good company, a beautiful company, a wonderful company, Michael. Here it is. Johnson. Oh, your lordship, you shouldn't have. It's a Big Mac. Trump. That's right, Michael. The most beautiful, wonderful, and delicious sandwich ever made. And I'm giving it to you. I'm also going to include a supersized fry, Michael, because you've been a very good and very loyal boy.
Johnson. Thank you, Your Lordship. I'm totally speechless. Well, I believe I've talked your ear off long enough telling you about my thoughts on this subject. And to be completely honest, I also need to stop because for some reason I'm feeling very nauseous and I can't imagine why. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.